So the plan wasn't for me to teach after that was video was shown because it's kind of humiliating, but we'll go with it anyways. Also, the beginning said introducing the PCC Student Center. We had a student make it, so he's a little biased, but we're going to call it the Community Center. We're excited to see how we can reach our community through that new facility we have. Like this Wednesday, the student ministry will be officially starting up again after Christmas break, and we will begin meeting over in the new building. And over the course of the next month or two, we're going to continue to furnish it and put things together. And it's a work in progress, but it's going to come together. And we're really thankful for the blessing that God's given us. And some of you have been waiting a long time for this building, and that's awesome that it's finally here. But this morning, I want to talk about with you the idea of illuminating light. And I've really wrestled. I've known for a while that I was going to teach this morning, and I've wrestled over the idea of what I wanted to teach on or what I wanted to do. And at first, I really wanted to do some like in-depth, like exegetical. Exegetical just means over my head, and like some like super awesome, like teach you actually something kind of lesson. And I really, the more I looked at that and prayed and just what God wanted me to teach this morning, I just landed on what I believe God's been teaching me. So I'm going to just kind of walk you through how God's been speaking to me in the last month of December while I tried to read through the book of John in a month, which is not really a tall task if you know how to read well. But I haven't got through past verse 18. And so we'll leave that issue for later. But I really, every day, don't get past verse 5. Because every day I go and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to chapter 2 finally, or I'm going to skip a couple chapters and go to 4 just so I can say I moved on. But I keep going back to 1 through 5, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning. And just really how that spoke to me in the last month. And so I'm going to read that for you this morning. That's John 1, verse 1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it." Verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word," and the Word here is meaning Jesus. Okay, so in the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. Jesus was with God in the beginning. And we celebrated the birth of Jesus, which is cool because it's Christmas. And when we celebrate Christmas, I think so often, at least for me, I limit my imagination to Jesus in His earthly life here on earth. But really, Jesus was in the beginning. He was with God at creation. And so the God we serve, the Jesus we worship, the healer, the perfecter of our faith, is from all time, is timeless, is the beginning and is the end. And so over the course of the last month, this is what jumped out to me that I really believe God wants me to wrestle with in light of going to 2013. It's weird how every year I really believe God just encourages me, teaches me something, and He wants me to focus on something. And so as I go into 2013, I think verses 4 and 5 is really where I feel Him just kind of challenging me, and I'm wrestling over it. And it says, "Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. And in Him was life, and that life was the light of men." Verse 5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it." So it's the last two verses there. "In Him was life, and that life was the light of men." That's challenging me. But in order for me to really been challenged by verses 4 and 5, I had to grasp verse 3, which I just read, and says, "Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made." And so I was like, okay, so He's the light, He's the life, and then He's the light, and darkness doesn't understand the light, but light wins. And going through it, and the more I thought about it and putting it in perspective, the power of this verse is the inspiration for us to illuminate Jesus' light, which left me with the question, how do we, as redeemed, grace-filled followers of Jesus, illuminate Jesus' light? And in order to answer this question, I really had to seek who God really was to me, the magnificence, the awe kind of factor in who God is. And so as I started thinking and reading and looking at that, I landed on our galaxy. I don't get it. I'm not smart enough to be an astronomer, okay? I'm not smart enough to practically pass a science course. But the sun is huge, right? I know that much. And I know 1,300,000 Earths can fit into the sun. Thank you, Siri. Okay? 1,300,000 Earths can fit into the sun. But the sun is big to me, but isn't so big compared to our galaxy. Enter Aries is a star that we can see with our naked eye in the Milky Galaxy, which is the 16th brightest star, sometimes ranked as the 15th brightest star, and 65 of our suns can fit into that one single star. Or 84,500,000 Earths can fit into the one star we see. Or, no, I don't even know how many people can fit, okay? A lot of people, a lot of us. It's huge, it's big. But what is more fascinating than that is the God that created you and created your kids is the same God that created that star that we see with our human eye into the sky at night. The same thing that makes us want to go to the country and say, oh, the stars, is the same God that made you and that made me. And when I really realized how awesome our planet was, I really began to realize we really are nothing more than a speck on a speck in a speck. But I laughed at this because I think most of us think we're pretty spectacular. But really, nothing more than a speck on a speck in a speck. We are just a speck when we realize how magnificent our Creator is. But when we realize that, we can realize that we can abide in Him. We can rest in Him. We can find our peace in Him. Jesus, our Creator. When we put our lives in the perspective again of how magnificent our Creator is, we realize in verses 4 and 5, Jesus isn't merely saying the Word contains life and light. Jesus is saying the Word is the source, or Jesus is the source of life and light. And that's where it really began to impact me. When I really understood that it's not just Jesus contains, but that this Creator of our universe is the source of my life and of my light, and is the source that allows me to illuminate that light. In the beginning, here, or in verses 3 and 4, I'll read them again. It says, through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. I think John here is beginning to create an argument or the struggle between light and darkness in our world. Without Jesus, we are in darkness. The darkness is hostile to light, but it cannot extinguish or overpower Christ's light. So no matter how dark things get, no matter how difficult or how seemingly downhill the world seems to go, we'll never extinguish or overpower the light of Christ. The Creator, who can put 84,500,000 Earths into a single star that we can see with our eye. Right? So we have to never forget how magnificent our Creator is. That's the source of our light. That's the source of our hope. That's the source we don't want to hide or hoard from darkness. We want to illuminate that light. We want it to be an active light, a shining light, not an off light. We need to be connected to the source for the light to shine. There are very few things in our world here on earth that we can charge this morning on Sunday and it will still be running with use every day next Saturday night. There's very few things that can run without being constantly charged with the source, connected to the source. As I said, once you understand the magnificence of our Creator, this is what inspired me to live more connected to the source, which ultimately allows me to illuminate light. The other thing that I really think John is beginning to say here or draw our attention to is that I think he's pointing to the cross that Jesus had to bear. The cross that at times, at first glance, seems like a place of darkness and defeat. Imagine if you have never heard the resurrection story in your life. You just know that this like perfect guy is beaten and hung. It really seems like evil has the upper hand. But the resurrection changes that story into a story of glory and a story of grace where darkness doesn't win. Jesus overcame darkness once and for all, and Jesus is using us to illuminate light to overcome darkness in our world. No light, like I said, ever runs without source, nor can we illuminate God's light without being connected to the source. There's just no possible way we can illuminate that light without being connected to the source. Think about light. Imagine yourself in pitch black darkness, like the darkest place you've ever been in your life. I was trying to think of a story, but I'm scared of the dark, so I don't go in real dark places. But imagine darkness, like you can't even see your hand in front of your face. If you flip on a lighter or light a match, it's all the light you need. The more, the darker it gets, the less light it needs to illuminate. Darkness will submit to light 100% of the time. Darkness never can overpower light. Never. You never can turn a light in a dark room and it still be dark. Flip on the light. Oh, it's dark. Not if it's connected to the source. It'll always have light. And as I stand at the brink of 2013, at the beginning of 2013, I think, how can I illuminate more light? Well, I have to be connected to the source. I have to be constantly in understanding of who God is and who that magnificent God is to me. And that's, I'm going to say it again, but I really couldn't come to, like I wrestled over the light, the life is light, darkness, the light can't over... When it says light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. I really wrestled with that until I went back to verse 3 and kind of grasped that galaxy idea of how awesome and how big our Creator is. Church is a great way. Sunday morning is a great way to connect to the source. I'm 100%. That's why I work at a church. I love the local church. And I love the idea of going to church and being a part of a community. Church is a great way to connect to the source. But once again, what on earth can charge on Sunday morning and still be illuminating the same brightness on Saturday night? If it's not constantly connected to the source. So the question then is, how do I stay connected with the source? And as I thought about, you know, I have ideas for me. And what helps me connect to the source. But as I thought about teaching and kind of encouraging you guys to connect with the source, I thought, you know what? I can't really stand there and tell you this is the way, this is the way, and this is the way, because it's different for each and every person. You know, so I'm not going to tell you it's more Bible study or it's more Christian music or it's more Christian friends or it's this or that. But what I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, to illuminate more light takes more Jesus. There's no way you can cut off Jesus and still illuminate Jesus' light. He is the source of our light in this world. So you have to figure out for yourself, how do you stay connected with that source of Jesus Christ? To close this out, I want to take us back to the Psalm 23. I loved that series. I thought it was an amazing image and just picture of who God is. Steve's favorite line also happens to be my favorite line, which is restore my soul. You know, even more so than just restore my soul, very personal, very intimate kind of prayer, restore my soul, God. I want to restore our communities. I want to restore our students. I want to restore our families. And the only way we can do that restoration as Christians is to be connected to the source. When we disconnect ourselves from the source, we can't illuminate the same level of brightness. Jesus is the only source we have. I picked this picture intentionally. The guy is illuminating. He's not talking. He's not saying anything. He is just illuminating that light. And that's the image I think of, like, Christians. We ask ourselves all the time, or at least I ask myself all the time, how do I, like, share my faith more? How do I evangelize better? How do I spread the gospel? How do I, like, help people get a better understanding of who Jesus is for them, and so on and so forth? And I almost burn myself out to the point where I just am terrified to do it. I'm like, God will bring the opportunities, which is totally true. But as I started looking at this and being light and the idea of illuminating light, I'm not so certain that it's a one time or a two time or a three time or this only time kind of situation. But it's a constant illuminating. You are illuminating Christ. You know those people that pray all the time. Man, you just know. You know those. You have those friends that are just like, wow, they breathe Christ. They illuminate Christ. That's who I want to be. That's what I want to encourage our students to be. That's what I want to encourage our church family to be. People that are illuminating Christ in your office, in the grocery stores, in the traffic, all the time, to be illuminating that light. And so my prayer that this year, that as we look into 2013, some of you have resolutions, some of you have resolutions not to make resolutions, and some of you have resolutions just to see if you can make it longer than last year's resolution that lasted 3 days. And so whatever it is, my challenge for us this morning, that we're almost to 2013, is that maybe you can meditate more on who Christ and God is for you, which will inspire you to connect more to the source. I think so often we try to connect to the source, but we don't have that connection and that idea of who God really is to you or to me personally. So that's my challenge as we wrap up this morning, that you would take the time to really see who God is for you and connect to that source. So we as a community can illuminate that light and share that faith with others. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for everything you do for us. Your power, the awe factor you've created that this world. But Lord, I ask that you would draw us closer to you, and you would encourage us and give us the courage to illuminate your light every single day. God, speak to each person in here a way that they can connect better with you. An intimate way, a unique way for each person here this morning. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. So, you've always wanted that special table at lunch, but you always get out of here too late to get it. But today, I assure you, you'll be able to find it. You'll be able to catch the last season of NFL on time, okay? And you can thank me for that later. The Bears play at noon. Okay, let me send you with our blessing today as we leave. God, Lord, we ask that you continue to empower us to illuminate your light. Draw us to you as the source of all light and hope in this world. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a good day.